Hello, and welcome to Fine Art Week. We're replaying some of our finest episodes about some of the finest works of art ever created. Enjoy, and we'll have all new episodes for you next week. I guess you can say every acclaimed painter leaves a mark on art history. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. It's a podcast that looks as good as it sounds. I'm Brady. It's Monday, December 5th. Today in 2019, the sale of a portrait by 19th century English miniaturist Sarah Biffin. It's not unusual that fine art from years past comes up for sale in our time. What is unusual is that Sarah Biffin became a renowned artist in that time, given that she was born without full arms or legs. Biffin was born in 1784 in Somerset, England, the third of five children. It was not uncommon at that time that people with disabilities were treated as curiosities or worse rather than as individuals. And so to make a living for a time, she was part of a traveling circus advertised as the Limbless Wonder. But Sarah Biffin was an individual. She had learned how to write, sew, use scissors, and paint. And she had a gift for painting. By her mid-20s, Biffin left the circus behind and began studying at the Royal Academy of Art. Her instructor, William Marshall Craig, was extremely well-connected. So when Biffin completed her studies and became a full-time independent artist, she started to get commissions from some very prominent art lovers, including some members of the royal family. Biffin often signed her portraits with the phrase "without hands," which is the name of an exhibition now running at Philip Maldon Company in London. The way these paintings were made was remarkable, especially in that time, but the art itself is remarkable too. Biffin had a knack for making her subjects look alive and lively, especially her series of self-portraits. As Philip Mould's miniatures expert Emma Rutherford said, the self-portraits ensure that, quote, it is her talent that is seen first, followed by the amazement of what she had to conquer. She goes on to say, quote, I read her expression as quietly, but quite rightly, triumphal. You can learn more about Sarah Biffin, artist, at coolweirdawesome.com. And we've got more art news for you after this short break, so stick around.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back. Some painters use canvas, others use wood. Elspeth MacLean paints on round stones from the ocean. The British Columbia-based artist turns round stones into colorful and extremely ornate mini mandalas. I'm Brady. I sure feel more mindful looking at them. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.